Recently, I heard on this very program that the average American family would likely spend $466 on holiday gifts this year.
Day-to-day contributing writer Annabelle Gurwitch.
When I heard that, I was frankly relieved to have a number that I could base my shopping on. So then I just had to do the math, the same math that I'm certain many of you are doing right now. How was I going to stretch $466 over the approximately 27 people on my list? Okay, well, my folks live in Florida and didn't have power for 2 days after Katrina, so I wanted to get them a generator, but the ones that I found were $799. Now, that's $333 more than my entire budget. But then I found a deal. Two flashlights for $15.66. They came with 6D batteries. Now, FEMA has recommended for you to be prepared for 72 hours. So let's say I get them the flashlights and enough power bars, approximately 8 bars a day for $1.50 each for both. That's $67.32. So I have $399.34 left. Okay, next. My son wants an iPod. I'm not buying a 7-year-old an iPod. I don't even own an iPod. So he's getting a practical gift. School uniform pants. Now, you want to see a 7-year-old cry Christmas morning, opening his gift, and it's uniform pants. So I have to get him something that he'll like too, so I'll get him a Harry Potter Goblet of Fire Game Boy game at $29.99. Now, my husband's wish list includes a BMW 330i. After a fit of uncontrollable laughter, I decided on yet another practical gift. Calvin Klein underwear, 4 pairs at $15 each. That's $60, and a new day planner for $21.50. Okay, I've got $191.94 left. Add in the 3 babysitters without whom my husband and I would find it impossible to work and earn money, which we then pay them so we can work and earn money. So 3 $25 gift certificates for them. Now, we're invited to 4 holiday parties and we have to bring something. So bottles of wine at $11 each, that's $44, which is actually cheaper than if I cooked dinner for 3 people. So, hey, I'm saving money. Next, holiday cards instead of gifts for extended family, $45, which leaves $27.94 for little extras like Hanukkah candles, Christmas decorations, a tree, teachers' gifts. Okay, now here's my big problem. My sister, who I adore, has expressed the desire to go to a spa with our mom and me. So I priced it out at a great spa in Israel. Airfare, 5,000 rooms, $23.10. Spa treatments are cheap. 250 shekels a treatment at 4.7 shekels per dollar. That's $50 a shot. We could get 2 treatments a day for 5 days, $1,500. Total, $9,000, which is the same price that Google says I could get for selling my kidney in Brazil. In truth, I told a friend of mine that I was doing this piece, and she said, "Well, I don't know anyone who spends so little on gifts." And I think she meant it. And I thought about the time in my own life when my family had to move across the country and live with my aunt until we got back on our feet financially. And I thought about all the people who had lost so much in the hurricanes and tornadoes this year. And I thought about how grateful that I am that I can actually afford to spend that $466 that the average American family will spend on holiday gifts this year.
Actress and writer Annabelle Gurwitch.
They got you singing about jingle bells, but it's really about sell. Come on, deck them halls, better beat it down to the shopping mall. And it's spin, 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 hallelujah, it's Christmas time again.